Sports.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe it's right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous show of the Boxing Voice Radio. Today's going to be your immediate reaction to Luis Ortiz versus Malik Scott. That fight took place across the pond, and we all seen it live on HBO. I guess the question is, was Ortiz exposed? If this is something you want to talk about, something that you want to participate in, well, then you know what to do. You need to grab your phone and dial that number, 1-425-569-5241. We will be taking calls from you because guess what? We're looking for your immediate reaction to Luis Ortiz. One trick pony or not?
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen?
And he slapped the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely.
I knew you were fucking and kicking those punches.
DBLC Productions.
BoxingVoice.com. You're here with the real champs of podcasts, the real champs Boxing Voice, baby. We are here to talk about Luis Ortiz and that amazing, or was it a letdown of a performance? I don't know. You tell me. We're going to head on over to the Sunshine State, over where the home of the good doctor, and see what was his thoughts on this this fight, man.
Boxing MD, what's going on, brother? I know you want to sit in on this.
We're going to head on over to the Sunshine State.
Boxing MD, what's going on?
Is that a fair statement to me? You have to be honest with yourself.
So Luis Ortiz, I guess, leaves a lot of questions to a lot of people because myself and a lot of other people did not expect Malik Scott to make it to the end of that fight. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to hear what Ness, Steven, and some of the callers have to say about a very, perplexing performance by Luis Ortiz in Monte Carlo.
You know, I was let down, totally let down by the performance of Malik Scott, as well as the performance of Luis Ortiz. Let's just be real. You know what I mean? And HBO, you know, everybody's going to get some gunshots today. Luis Ortiz, gunshot. Okay? You can't go around calling yourself King Kong and then you can't close the show.
Yo, caliber up for Malik Scott. Caliber.
Oh, no, definitely Malik Scott. For doing
Take out the chopper.
Same thing David Haye did. Every time, you know, you got into a little bit of, like, danger, you just went down. Firing squad on these dudes. No more. Luis Ortiz, one step at a time. No fucking footwork. I dare you. I dare you get in there with anybody. Anybody. Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder, Vladimir. I dare you. Malik Scott is not a bum. We all knew this. I spoke about it on the preview show. I told you guys this dude is a boxer and he can make any bun look bad. But Ortiz is supposed to be the man. HBO was hyping him up before the fight started, saying how he was the best heavyweight, with his biggest win being Brandon Jennings, who only had 19 amateur fights. He was the best heavyweight. And so now I'm going to believe the hype. You're the best heavyweight and you can't finish the show with Malik Scott?
Not only did they say that he was the best heavyweight, they said if they did, I don't know exact term that Kellerman used, but if they did some type of poll or whatever research, that he would end up being the best heavyweight. So in other words, he thinks that we believe that he's the best heavyweight on earth.
Yeah. It's going to end
up whatever a straw poll is. What a straw poll is.
It's a form of a way of getting statistics, but it's irrelevant. But the fact is that he thought that the consensus of the boxing community would be that he is the best heavyweight on earth.
Yeah, the best at throwing one twos. Because if that's all you got, how do you beat Vladimir Klitschko? How do you beat, you know, fucking Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua? Like, how do you beat them with just a 1-2? Did you see any more than that 1-2?
One second after one. I saw. Here, just get back to me in a second, S.
No problem. Listen, I'm going to get out to these streets. We want your immediate reaction. Josue from the Law Oregon, talk to me, man. Malik Scott, impress or disappointment? Josue from the Law Oregon, talk to me. Josue from the Law Oregon, where are you, Josue? You messed up the call. Now you about to get...
Yo, that's an awesome time-consuming soundbite. How come I don't have that soundbite?
Larry from San Francisco. Were you impressed with Deontay... Oops, wrong heavyweight. Were you impressed with King Kong and his performance? It was a shutout. We can't be overly critical.
Larry? Yeah, I'm super disappointed at Ortiz for not showing more cut in the ring off. Super disappointed at Malik Scott for calling himself showing up to fight when he really wasn't. But also disappointed with Nesta Gibbs and all the casuals on Twitter that are somehow drawing conclusions from this fight. All of a sudden now Ortiz ain't that good. We saw him dominate Brian Jennings, and all of a sudden then he was good enough to be a top five heavyweight, which he still is now. You take nothing away from this fight when it comes to how good Ortiz is. He's still as good as he was before the fight. It's still a tough fight with Joshua or Wilder or Fury, but saying that Malik Scott exposed anything is ridiculous. Can't stand it. I'm out.
Okay, Larry, you live in denial all you want, but the truth is Malik Scott exposed Luis Ortiz. If Malik Scott could stay on the outside and land ridiculous windmill left hooks and overhand rights the way that he did and not get hit with anything of substance, what in the world would Deontay Wilder do to the face?
Listen.
Luis Ortiz.
And now I'm going to give my analysis, right? Or quick analysis, because this is only a reaction show. I kind of agree with what Larry just said, because we so often, and a lot of the people who are going to call in criticizing Luis Ortiz, so often are okay with a fighter who dominates, wins every single round, and doesn't necessarily get the knockout if he is so dominant, right? Now, obviously, I think you should have knocked the guy out, but I don't think it necessarily means that he is not a top heavyweight or one of the top heavyweights in the world. But I think it does make the fight seem a little more, competitive against some of the fighters that we thought he would easily beat, or at least maybe, you know, you would favor some other guy. But I don't think from this fight alone that he is not, you know, the goods. Maybe he's just not a god that some people thought he was. That's it, you know.
Dude. All I'm saying is Malik Scott with a pawing jab, a jab where he was afraid to have both feet planted and commit.
Ness, he didn't do shit offensively. Come on, man.
No. I'm not saying offensively. Listen to what I'm saying. His jab was enough to stay away. He survived for 12 rounds, man.
This is heavyweight boxing. You have to be aware of the power that a guy who is 250 pounds and has been boxing for what, 20 years? You know, he's not, we forget that Luis Ortiz, even when he wins via beautiful knockout fashion, he is measured. He's measured. He is systematic in his approach and he is smart with his output. Right. So, and he's also not a young guy either. So he chooses to extend his, spend his energy when he wants to and not wants to. Right. Having said that, I think that the way Luis Ortiz fought was not the best, because he had showed problems cutting off the ring. He had problems going to the body and he didn't use the uppercut. And you were right that he was primarily throwing one twos, but he still was in dominant form. You can't deny that, at least.
He didn't show that he has answers for a boxer. So, okay, Malik Scott didn't win, but he exposed that if you fight
in outside, regards to knocking him out, right? Because he obviously destroyed him in the fight, right? Destroyed him. It won every single round, dropped him twice.
Yeah, but it's Malik Scott. Again, take out Scott. Just keep in mind what you saw and replace him with another top five heavyweight. It's all types of problems for Ortiz. He doesn't know how to cut the ring off. He's taking one step at a time. Anybody who's quicker than him can get their energy and stamina back by staying away. Listen,
how is this different? 1 second. How is this different than Brand and Ward, though? Let me just ask that one.
Because Alexander Brand is no fucking Malik Scott. Malik Scott's been in the ring and done more than Brand. Get out of here with your...
No, that's what I'm saying. Ness, that's what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I'm saying is... Andre Ward won 12 rounds with Alexander Brand, and, you know, it was a whatever fight. It was still dominant. Like, I thought he didn't show his power, but...
Ward is in King Kong of the fucking heavyweight division and known as a knockout puncher or sold as a knockout puncher.
Sometimes when you have power, you use it to just discourage a guy from engaging, and that's what...
For this guy, Deontay Wilder knocked out Malik Scott in like a round and a half or two, man. Come on, let's get to some callers. You're making excuses for this guy. Carmelo from Chicago, were you impressed with Luis Ortiz? Because obviously, Boxing MD was.
Never said impressed. Never said.
I thought he would do better. I actually thought he would stop him. You know, I thought he would stop him. I think he did get exposed. He's shown that he can get hit while he was throwing some punches at the same time he was getting hit in the pole with some nice counter shots. And like you say, he was Malik Scott was more of a pawn jab. It wasn't that stiff jab that you usually see, man. So I agree, man. He was kind of exposed, but that don't mean I want to see him. I don't want to see him in a big fight. You know, let's see what he do against a Wilder or a Joshua.
I mean,
with his age, how old they say he really is? He looked his age, man. He did look his age.
You're right about that. Listen, Carmelo, thank you for calling. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is your immediate reaction show. So let's keep these phone lines moving. We're gonna go to Donald from Chicago.
I wasn't impressed. I think if he gets in the ring with somebody who's got power that can really move, like we all know Deontay Wilder is a tall, skinny heavyweight, and Wilder can move. Like Wilder will stay on the outside and hit him with something so vicious. Like you said, his face will be so fucked up and probably be knocked out at the end of a Wilder fight versus somebody like Malik Scott who doesn't even have the punching power, who went the whole 12 rounds. I mean, Luis Ortiz, he is still a top heavyweight. I don't take that from him. He will get in there and fucking hurt somebody. But he just didn't have any answers for someone who stayed on the outside with a really weak jab that you said, again, he wasn't committed to, and someone who doesn't really have punching power. You know, that just it doesn't look good on his resume. That fight does not look good on his resume for him to supposedly be this knockout King Kong guy, you know. That's all I have to say. It just didn't look good for him, you know. But thank you for calling in, brother.
You know what's even worse is I'm pretty sure Thompson and Malik Scott was more competitive than this.
Yeah, because Ortiz is a much better fight than either one, and he dominated the other guy. It was a better fight because both guys are at the same level. I don't really see your point. I just want to say one thing before we get to another callers. I think sometimes when we obsess about a fighter's power and we don't look at his other attributes, like Luis Ortiz, who does have other attributes, when he doesn't get the knockout, we pretend that that's the only thing he has. So let's, you know,
Not pretending that that's the only thing he has. I'm just being blatantly honest with the fact that he did not cut the ring off, that with the fact that he had no sense of urgency when he was taking one pace at a time to get to his opponent. I'm complaining at the fact that all that he really did was throw a 1-2 with an occasional hook or missed uppercut every now and then. And again, I'm just complaining.
He landed a few big body shots too.
HBO is trying to sell me as if this guy is better than Joshua, better than Deontay, better than Pulev, better than any other heavyweight, because tonight on their telecast, they said he was the best heavyweight. If you're watching this on YouTube, future, past, or present, hit that thumbs up button. And if you want to talk, you want to get voice your opinion. Get it off your chest. You want to tell us how bad or good you thought this fight was? Well, then call in 1-425-569-5241. We're going back out to the streets from Chicago to the big state of Texas. JD, talk to us.
Luis Ortiz, I'm not going. I mean, we didn't do this when Canelo fought Lara, and Lara was kind of on the bike. And you know, we didn't turn around and say, "Oh, he's not one of the best." So this fight is kind of hard to judge. That was a shit show from Malik Scott. You know, anybody
but,
else?
But you can't blame it on Scott. You can't blame it on Scott because Scott was knocked out by Wilder. You can't blame it on Scott. The puncher is supposed to do what he says he does. If he's a puncher, well, then be a puncher. Because when Deontay said that he was a puncher,
Glove Squad!
Yes.
Scott went down, and you guys said it was a phantom punch. But guess what?
Master Gibbs
did not get up.
Look in his fucking eyes when he got up from that fight. That dude was not concussed. He was not concussed against Wilder. I watched it today. His eyes never left the dude. You're going to tell me that he looked concussed.
MD, we'll take your pre-med evaluation off of a television monitor because you were in
the caller. Ask the caller, Ness.
I won't ask the caller. I'll tell you what happened. Deontay knocked him out. Luis Ortiz did not.
True.
And Deontay Wilder is a taller guy, too. He had a different game plan. If you don't think for 1 second that Ortiz is going to have a different game plan when he go in the fight, Deontay Wilder, you sadly mistaken.
Exactly. I mean, this is the triangle theory. This is the triangle theory.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to speed this up. Hey, producer, speed that up to 30 seconds because I got to drive all the way to Philadelphia. That's 2 hours just to get to Philly to cover Danny. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep hyping up this Terrence Crawford beef that I started. You know what I'm saying? Keith Thurman's going to be there. We got to see if Angel's going to grab the ponytail and try to cut it like Samson and Goliath. You already know. No.
You got to pick up goggles on the way there.
Just like Samson only. So listen, make this quick when I get to you. We going from the big state of Texas to one that's unknown. 914. Who's this? Where you calling from? First time caller. Talk to me.
It's Starks. What's up, Ness?
What's going on, brother? Who's this? Starks?
What's up, Ness? It's Starks. What's good?
Oh,
it's
Nicky.
Starks. Yeah, it's good, man.
Nicky Starks?
Yeah. What's up, man?
What up? What's going on, brother? Talk to us.
Nah, real quick. I think he took a step down, basically, from Matthew Jennings. I was all about him and before him. But after these last two fights, he don't deserve Wilder or Joshua. He basically got to beat Stavern or something to even get back up there. That's basically it.
All right, man. Thank you for calling in, brother.
People are putting respect on his name. It's like Brian Jennings is a bum who he knocked out. I don't get that, man. People.
Philadelphia, brotherly love. Is MD right? Is the good doctor saying that we're being overly critical on Luis Ortiz, or were you disappointed as most? Hit that thumbs up button if watching this on YouTube. Let's go.
I think being a little overcritical, man. I think he just had the wrong game plan. I think he wanted Scott to walk into a punch, and obviously he was walking away and circling away. I think Ortiz, he's still good. He's a Cuban boxer, so he's not this big over, you know, power and puncher, but he still has that power with the boxer skills. I think he's a good top heavyweight.
Yo, dude, but thanks for calling in. But how are you a Cuban boxer and you get outboxed, basically? I mean, obviously he didn't get outboxed to the point of the loss. He was on the shit.
What the fuck are you saying, Ness?
Dude, he couldn't cut the ring off. How are you a boxer and you don't know what to do from a guy that's circling the fucking ring all night? Why are you ignoring this like it's nothing?
Let's get another caller. We'll hear what the callers have to say because he didn't impress, but like you're being really hard on him.
No, he was cutting the ring
Deontay
off.
Deontay Wilder throws fucking windmill punches, but let's continue.
They land and he makes his opponent.
And he breaks his hand on it and he has to be out over a year. But
yeah, and Arthur Spilka did a windmill when he got connected on. Remember that. 609 Fish, South Jersey, talk to us.
What yeah, I think Ortiz, he should have did a little bit more homework on my man from Philly. He should have been ready for everything. You know, they said on the telecast real quick that when you bring somebody way over there, you want to make it look good. So he just didn't do his homework. He's a good fighter, and that's all I got.
Thanks for calling him, man.
Well, all right, Fish. Thanks for calling in as always. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this was a quick, immediate reaction show. We got a lot of work to do. The night has not been over for us. Remember, be sure to tune in to Danny Garcia's fight. We're going to be watching that. Maybe we get some drama. Floyd Mayweather said to be in the building. He's going to be at the after party. Keith Thurman is supposed to be the one announcing the fight. I know that he's there already, so make sure you tune in and see if we get some drama or not. This has been your immediate reaction show to Luis Ortiz's amazing performance versus Malik Scott, according to The Good Doctor. I am your host, Ness GTO. Find me both on Instagram and Twitter at Ness GTO. And my co-host and co-producer can be found.
You can find me on Twitter at Calderon92.
And you can find me at BoxingMD1 on Twitter. And later, guys.
Go watch that Jason Sosa fight.